And so our two companions are walking to Emmaus. As they walk, they're talking about all that has been happening in Jerusalem over the past few days. Now, because of Christ's public humiliation and death, these two friends seem, well, they seem sad. They seem confused. They're doubting things. And then on top of this, there's rumors abounding that some have seen Jesus alive. Well, it's all a bit confusing. But then, into their confusion, into their sadness, into their doubts, steps the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. So as we begin our walk to Emmaus, please join me in a prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, at this critical time when so many in our world are suffering, some feeling sad, others confused, some without faith and hope, well, please walk with us now as we walk to Emmaus with you. Amen. So in the reading, Luke tells us something very specific about our two friends. He tells us about their eyes. In verse 16, the two friends' eyes are kept from recognizing Jesus. And then in verse 31, we read that their eyes were opened and they recognize Jesus. Now, the question this raises for us is, what happened in between? What happened to make the difference? How were their eyes opened to Jesus? And further, how can our eyes be opened so we recognize Jesus? Well, firstly, their eyes were opened to see Christ through the Scriptures. Verse 27. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning himself. You know, a few years ago, there was a lawyer called Frank Morrison, and he decided to make some money by writing a book to disprove the resurrection of Jesus Christ. By using his legal skills, he set out to build a case proving that Christ could not have possibly been raised from the dead after such a public death. Well, after a long time researching, this is what he wrote. The opportunity came to study the life of Christ as I had long wanted to study it, to sift through the evidence for myself and to form my own judgment. I will only say that it effected a revolution in my thought. Things emerged from that old world story which I should have thought impossible. Slowly but very definitely, the conviction grew that the drama of those unforgettable weeks of human history was stranger and deeper than it seemed. After examining the evidence and reading Scripture for himself, Morrison met the risen Christ. And he went on to write a number one bestseller entitled, Who Moved the Stone? Do you know, in my own life, my eyes were opened to recognize Jesus when I began reading and studying Scripture for myself. Addicted to drugs for 12 years, then a friend's Christian mother gave me a Bible and challenged me to read the Gospels. She was such a kind and joyful and loving person. I decided to give it a go. And I remember praying these words before reading. I said, Jesus, if you're real and this is true, if you did really rise from the dead, I want to meet you. I really want to know you if this is true. Well, it wasn't long after that prayer, Jesus began drawing close to me. I encountered his Holy Spirit. I experienced his forgiveness, and I was completely set free from all my addictions. Jesus said these words found in the Gospel of John, "The scriptures bear witness to me." Do you want to see Jesus? Do you want your eyes opened to recognize him in your life each day and experience his love? Then look for Jesus in the scriptures. And you know, as we do, like the two companions walking to Emmaus, our hearts will burn within us and our eyes will be open. So that's the first point. Christ opens our eyes through Scripture. Secondly, their eyes were opened through the breaking of bread, verse 30 and 31. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Now just imagine the two disciples sitting at the table with Jesus. Maybe they recognized and saw the scars in his hands. Maybe they recognized his voice. But it seems more likely they recognized Jesus when, in verse 30, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. And that's when all heaven broke out and they recognized Jesus. Their eyes were opened. They knew it was him. Verse 35, Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Do you know, this is so true for many Christians. One very famous example is the hymn writer's mother of John Wesley. Her name was Susanna. When the words of the communion service were spoken to her one day, she said this, "The words struck through my heart, and I knew God, for Christ's sake, had forgiven all my sins." This morning, I have brought with me a very special communion set. This was owned by my father-in-law, who was a chaplain in the British forces in World War II. And I brought with me his communion set. He would set it up in fields of battle or in a hospital tent. And he would celebrate communion with the troops. This was the set that he used. In the field of battle, during services, visiting the sick and the dying, he would celebrate communion, bringing the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ through bread and wine to the troops. Even on those battlefields in France in World War II, Christ's presence was known and felt by the soldiers. And you know, it's a great reminder for us. In the same way, we can experience Christ's presence. We can recognize him in communion, no matter what battles we have to face or what things are coming our way. Do you know, I'm so looking forward to celebrating communion again as a church when we are able to gather. Won't that be a special time when we know Christ's presence together in communion? So, there's two ways that we can have light bulb moments, that our eyes can be opened to recognize Christ, the light of the world. It's through Scripture and through the bread and the wine, communion, or through the word and the sacrament. But there's one more thing to mention in our reading that Jesus opened. He opened their mouths. verses 33 to 35. They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them. And they were assembled together, and they came in saying, "It is true. The Lord is risen and has appeared to Simon." And then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Do you know, I mentioned earlier about my own journey of being saved and set free from addictions. Well, not long after that, I just had this strong desire to tell others about all that Jesus had done for me. Where I was living in London, there was a little local laundromat, and I used to go down on a Saturday morning to the laundromat, and one of the first Saturdays after I'd been saved, I walked in there and there was about 20 people. I thought, how wonderful, a whole group of people who I can talk to about Jesus, which I did. I went down over the following weeks, and I even took my guitar with me, singing a few songs that I'd written. It was about week 5 that I was in there. Arrived at the laundromat on a Saturday morning, guitar, laundry, the place was empty. No one was there. They'd obviously got a little bit fed up with me preaching and singing my songs. Do you know, it was a great lesson for me to become a bit more sensitive and prayerful when sharing the good news of Jesus with other people. I've learned over the years to pray and ask God for opportunities rather than just jumping in gung-ho. I read recently that 80% of people become Christians through either a friend or a family member. Preaching to the crowds is great, but there's nothing quite like that personal sharing of the gospel. And that's why Alpha is such a wonderful opportunity to share the gospel with friends and family, so that they might come to recognize Jesus for themselves. Do you know, walking is such a great activity. And I encourage you to get out for a walk this week. And maybe as you walk, why not invite Jesus to walk with you? Talk with Jesus as you walk. Talk to him about the stuff that's going on in your life. And just walk and maybe listen for God's voice. And let's ask for opportunities to open our mouths during the lockdown, but also after the lockdown, to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to share the love and hope and joy and freedom that our Lord and Savior brings as he opens our eyes and we recognize him. He aroha te atua. Kia whakapaingia te atua. Āmeni.